The Brady Report. For the TAB, EPL is back. For the best EPL money back special, get the Tab Touch. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
It's a Friday morning. Into Brady, g'day.
Morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
An arrest has been made with that jogger and the lady that was nearly pushed in front of a bus.
Yeah, she's very lucky to be alive. They've arrested a man in his 40s today from Chelsea. He has spent the day speaking to police. We'll wait and see how this develops over the weekend. I'm sure people have seen the footage by now on TV and online. This was early in the morning, Putney Bridge, southwest London, and you see this guy jogging along, jogging over the bridge, and then he seems to quite deliberately push a complete stranger into the path of an oncoming bus. The bus driver is the hero in all of this. He split-second reaction. He swerves and the woman survives. They've arrested a man in his 40s today on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm.
What's the latest on the egg situation?
It's getting worse. So this is a story we had earlier in the week. We were told that there was no great concern, that it was a tiny, tiny number of eggs that had been imported into the UK from Holland. We learned today that it's not a tiny number at all. These are contaminated eggs. 700,000 of them have been brought to the UK. And basically, it's all because of the use of a pesticide called fipronil, which should not be used for any animal that is intended for human consumption. Turns out the Belgians and the Dutch have been using this, and it's a big, big problem. So in continental Europe, they basically have been taking the eggs off the shelves, and they've been culling chickens. And we now learn today, 700,000 of these eggs have ended up in the UK, and they've made their way into sandwich fillings and foodstuffs. We're told not to panic, but I think an awful lot of people will just be buying British eggs from now on.
And quickly before you go, footy's back.
Yeah, Premier League footy. It has been a long, long summer without it, certainly in my house. It's back tonight. First game of the season, Arsenal against Leicester City, the champions of 2016. It seems a long, long way away now. My predictions for the new season, I think Manchester City are going to be very strong. I think Chelsea will be looking to retain their title. Let's see if they can. And I'm really hopeful. I say it every year, Millsy. Liverpool, could this be our year?
Hopefully for you, mate. Good on you. Have a great weekend, and we'll hear you with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.